As the margin for error in remediation and site evaluation grows ever slimmer, and site owners request ever more reliable and more accurate results from their level monitoring and site tests, technology has been stepping up to meet demands. We're here today with one of the guys on the cutting edge of this industry, Dale Beardsley of Pressure Systems in Norfolk, Virginia. Hi, Dale. Welcome to the PE Podcast.
It's a pleasure for me to be here. Thank you.
Pressure Systems is one of the leading manufacturers of precision level and pressure instrumentation. Can you tell me a little bit about some of the industry trends going on?
Well, as I look at this, the industry is so wide and diverse, but for our end of the from the instrumentation standpoint, I see three things that seem to be holding fast. The first thing is reliability. With our submersible transducers and the customers that we tend to service, reliability is a key issue.
Okay.
So a lot of what we try to do here internally is to address that. And along with that, longevity. Our customers are increasingly looking at ways to cut costs, and one of those ways is to make what they have last longer. So if the instrumentation they have, whatever they're monitoring, can last a couple of years or longer, that becomes an issue with them. The third and final thing that I see, customers want it as quick as they can get it. With KPSI transducers, we have basically 2 working day lead time, and that's to address this trend of getting it as quick as you can. So fast service is the third thing that I would say is the trend.
I see. So reliability, longer lasting, and get it there as soon as possible. That's the keys. Okay, well, Pressure Systems developing anything new that our readers would find interesting?
A couple of things that we've been working on, and what we've done is when we look at our at the transducers that we provide into the industry, we cement our markets into usage and resource. And we do that from a product standpoint, and we do that from the way we go to market with our reps. And on the resource side, which tends to be higher accuracy products, that could be our SDI-12 offering, that could be our submersible water logger, which is a data logger, we're looking at expanding those high accuracy products. Second thing that we're looking at is on the usage side, which tends to service the municipal side of the industry in the lower accuracy products. Mm-hmm. We have what we call a Model 705, which is specific to lift station and pump control. This particular transducer has a flush-mounted elastomeric diaphragm, which a lot of end users and technicians seem to like in the field. It's non-clogging. It's something that doesn't stick. So it has capability of performing and going back to the longevity and reliability for the operator. So we kind of address it on both ends. We kind of address it on the resource side, and we also address on the usage side.
I see. Have customers faced any problems recently that you've been able to help solve, like using your high-accuracy transducer line, for example?
Oh, when I first took a look at that question, I was looking more at the usage side, but from a more interesting standpoint, from the resource side of things, or the higher accuracy side, we've been working with some of our Asian constituents, and there's a need to monitor landslides. And the way that they do that is with our Model 330, which is a highly accurate plus or minus 0.1% full-scale unit, and they use that in conjunction with an above-ground data logger, which is also tied into telemetry. They're doing this basically because when they have seismic activity, there's land subsidence, and if they can monitor the water level on the hillside, mm-hmm. Which is exactly what our Model 330 would be doing in the ground, then they can transmit through the data logger and have an alarm system. So I think that's one of the more interesting things that we've been able to help our Asian customers solve.
I see. So what makes your product stand out then as far as meeting industry and government standards? I know you have some unique specifications. Can you elaborate on them?
A lot of the we've been spending a lot of engineering time staying up to breast with such as UL and FM approvals. Most of our usage products have that. CE and ISO 9000 are more to address our European side. And we also have, we also work very closely with the U.S. Geological Survey, and in particular the Office of Surface Water. And there are accuracy requirements that they require from us. And these areas are what we've really been concentrating on. Plus, we have a cal sheet that's shipped with every transducer. And many of our competitors don't provide for this, and we do that as a service to our customers.
I see. All right, so giving a picture of the future, what can I expect to see from Pressure Systems in the coming months?
Very active product development.
Yeah.
Continuous improvement programs, basically to target overall accuracy. Increased rep coverage. We're looking at our overall rep network, and we see a lot of holes in there, so there's a big push to get coverage so that our end users have coverage locally. We're looking at, we've always provided custom cable lengths. We've always provided titanium as an overall or as a an alternate material of construction.
Okay.
Basically, what we're trying to do is we do everything here under one roof. We do all, we turn all our own machinery. We make our own sensor. Basically, it allows us to control reliability, and it targets that two-day shipment that I was talking about and getting the transducers into the end user's hand as quickly as possible.
See, the reliability and the longer-lasting products are basically you're doing in the lab right now. You're also expanding your network to make sure that you can get that lead time cut down and expanding you know, what you can actually provide in different places in order to cut down the lead time as well.
It's all about covering the accounts as quickly and as efficiently as we can.
I see. Well, thank you very much for your time and for your perspective on the industry. I'm sure we'll be looking around for some Pressure Systems products in the coming months and keep an eye on what you guys are up to.
Thank you, Seth. It was my pleasure.
Thank you, Dale.
This is Seth Bisher, Associate Publisher of Pollution Engineering Magazine. We've been speaking with Dale Beardsley of Pressure Systems, or KPSI. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and KPSI, we hope you have a wonderful week, and thank you for listening.